It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The search continues for a suspect who reportedly opened fire on random cars on I-15 in Juab County. Investigators say they have very little information to go on. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, three students are dead in Michigan after a 15-year-old allegedly opened fire on his high school campus. Eight other people were injured during the shooting. Third, traffic sponsored by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky?
It was originally reported as a crash westbound I-80 approaching State Street, and it had been blocking a right lane of traffic. Now it's been upgraded to a vehicle fire just after 7th East. It's still to the right and causing delays. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few clouds moving in northern Utah above the haze. I'm Brett Benson.
46 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Michigan, three high school students killed today at Oxford High School north of Detroit. Police say the suspected gunman, a 15-year-old sophomore who turned himself in after the deadly shooting that injured six others. Oakland County Undersheriff Michael McCabe.
Deputies confronted him. He had the weapon on him. They took him into custody.
Students inside at the time say classes had just started. Student John Edwards describing those harrowing moments when they put into action what everyone has practiced in drills.
We locked down, turned the lights off. Our teacher got paper taped over the window on the door and got his two big tables and barricaded the door.
The FBI now also helping in that investigation. President Biden in Minnesota this hour promoting the bipartisan infrastructure law and urging Congress to pass his Build Back Better plan. But he began by offering condolences to the families in Michigan.
As we learn the full details, my heart goes out to the families enduring the unimaginable grief of losing a loved one.
The latest COVID variant, Omicron, driving a renewed interest in vaccines. The CDC reports the highest visits to its vaccines.gov website in the past 3 months. Health officials say there are plenty of vaccines available and are urging Americans to get their initial shots or boosters. So far, no confirmed cases in the U.S. The Federal Trade Commission launching a probe into supply chain disruptions, seeking information from nine large retailers, including Amazon and Walmart, along with distributors, on pricing practices during the pandemic. And in France earlier today, American-born performer Josephine Baker became the first black woman honored in Paris's Pantheon. The expat called Paris and France her home, moving there at age 19. The singer, dancer, and performer was also a civil rights advocate and outspoken about racism in the U.S. She also served as a spy in the Allied forces during World War II, passing secret documents and intelligence. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Today, Wall Street is feeling the effects of the new COVID variant, Omicron, and the testimony of both Janet Yellen and Jerome Powell on the economic recovery. Joining me live is Investopedia's Caleb Silver. And Caleb, is this just a short-term thing, or should we expect the markets to continue to unravel?
I would expect more choppiness going forward, at least for a couple of weeks, till we have a little bit more clarity on this variant and the effectiveness of the current vaccines. But it did not help today to hear the Moderna CEO saying that he expects existing vaccines to be less effective against Omicron. That did not help sentiment in the markets at all. Neither did the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's comments that the Fed will start amplifying its reduction in those asset price purchases it's been making since June of 2020 to support the economy. A bunch of mixed picture news coming out of Fed officials and the Moderna CEO causing a lot of uncertainty today.
What companies appear to be affected the most by what happened today?
Oh, the travel sector, we're square on the nose. So that's hotel stocks, that's airline stocks, that's cruise lines. All of those sectors hit very hard, but you saw a hit across the boards today. Some of the vaccine makers traded higher on the news, not Moderna, but the others did. They maybe have some more business in front of them. But if you looked across the stock market, technology stocks, highly leveraged, kind of risky, those sold off broadly as well today. So it was Friday and into today. Big sell-offs bringing down the stock markets across all sectors.
Have you seen any reaction from the White House yet?
No, I mean, there's not much that the president can do in a situation like this except tell people to be careful. Presidents take a lot of credit when the stock market goes up and don't take any credit when the stock market goes down. So investors shouldn't pay too much attention to what's coming out of the White House. They got to watch and see what the scientists say about this new variant and whether or not we're going to need new vaccines or whether the existing ones are good. And that's going to be key to the market's forward progress. But this uncertainty is like kryptonite. Investors don't want anything to do with it. And until we get some clarity, I would expect choppiness in the stock market.
What is your best advice for those of us who have our retirement in the stock market?
Well, look, we're only down 2.4% from all-time highs, so it's not like the bottom has fallen out and we're running from a crash here. We got to keep our eyes focused on what's happening. But if you did nothing back in July of 2021 when the Delta variant came on the scene, stocks fell 2 to 3%, then you've had a great year if you stayed invested. So this is not a time to sell your stocks. This is not a time to panic. Wait, watch what's going on. You may get a discount and a bargain on some stocks in the next few weeks if this is not as bad as we think.
Caleb, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Live on the KSL Newsline, that is Investopedia's Caleb Silver. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Zions Bank, official bank of the Utah Jazz. Ricky Meese, are you already seeing delays?
We are, but those are going to be clearing out pretty quickly. It was due to an earlier crash and vehicle fire westbound I-80 between 7th East and State Street. So we still have some leftover heavy traffic in that vicinity. I-15 in Salt Lake and Utah counties, both directions, looking good, no problems. The rest of your Salt Lake County freeways also seeing light traffic and good speeds. Steve?
And north and south on I-15 rolling free and clear this afternoon. Normal speeds and KSL travel times right now between Salt Lake and Brigham City. It's all quiet on the West Belt, northbound 215 plus Legacy, and got good speeds on Highway 89 between Farmington and the I-84 ramps. Step into $400 with University of Credit Union, University Credit Union, by using your new debit card, direct deposit, and switching over your auto loan. Visit ucreditu.com today to learn how to qualify. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And we are seeing the clouds clearing out this afternoon. Let's get the latest on the 7-day forecast. Here's Brett Benson.
High pressure will continue to be the major player in our weather through the rest of the week. We'll see overnight lows generally in the low 30s, afternoon highs generally in the low 50s with hazy sunshine. That stays with us through Saturday. And by Sunday, we start to see slightly cooler temperatures, 48, partly cloudy. Monday, increasing clouds, chance of showers by Monday evening, 49 for a high. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
Well, we're not yet near 50. Right now, 46 degrees downtown.
The KSL Giveathon for Primary Children's Hospital is now underway. And now is the time to visit kslkids.com and make your donation. Thanks to generous sponsors like Big Canyon Homes, we hope to raise more money than ever for sick Utah kids. But we need your help. Go to kslkids.com and be a smile maker. An automatic gift of $15 each month helps save the lives of children all year long. It's the Giveathon for Primary Children's Hospital, brought to you by Big Canyon Homes and KSL News Radio.
Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Think of all of the events that are coming up that are just around the corner now, whether it's a big Thanksgiving dinner, a family gathering. The people at Zero Res want you to think about cleaning your carpets first. We were talking with Jake the other day on the movie show, and he said, you know, you'll be surprised how many people will call, and they'll make their appointment for carpet cleaning, and they'll say, by the way, do you think I ought to move the Christmas tree? And he said he always wishes that they had called before they put the Christmas tree up. Here's the bottom line. This is the time for you to clean your carpets right now. And they have a great thing underway. I love the fact that they not only do such great work in our homes at such a great price, but they also give back to the community. And right now, $33 per room of carpets cleaned. And then if you make a donation to the technician in your home, the person that's doing all of that cleaning, for the Utah Food Bank, a non-perishable food item, they'll throw in the fourth room for free. Go to ZeroResSaltLake.com or ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City.
Ho, ho, ho! Santa Claus is here!
Have you been a really good girl or boy this year? Hold on to your elf. It's the Ultra Mega El Grande Fluffy Holiday Sale at PC Laptops on the best desktop and laptop computers on the planet. This is it. We have the brand new PC Laptops S1 desktop computer with a lifetime parts and labor warranty from $29 a month. You can also save up to 50% off our original prices on open box, scratch and dents, and demo models. That's right, up to 50% off. Plus, they all come with a lifetime service guarantee. Holy mackerel! To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC laptops, desktop, or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details, or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you!
KSL News Time 325, we are watching Utah's money. Amazon has announced customers drove record-breaking Black Friday through Cyber Monday sales on their website. It was Amazon's biggest kickoff to the holiday shopping season ever, with home goods, toys, and apparel among the most popular categories. KSL Drive's U.S.-based Factorial Energy announced an agreement with Stellantis and Mercedes-Benz to commercialize its battery technology. In the agreement, both car companies will make strategic investments in the solid-state battery maker. Edgewell, the maker of Schick razors, has acquired women's razor brand Billy for $310 million. Billy is a subscription-based direct-to-consumer brand with a focus on quality products for women. On Wall Street today, it was a bad day for the markets. The Dow down 652 points. It ended at 34,483. The S&P fell 88 points. The NASDAQ, it dropped 245 points. Healing through food is one of the magic powers of Disney's latest movie.
Where did the magic powers of Encanto come from? Family and culture. The animated Disney film topped the box office over the holiday weekend, and I talked to co-writer and co-director Charisse Castro-Smith about the magical, magical family she helped create, and why some of the characters, like the mom Julieta, had powers we've never seen before.
We knew that we wanted to have someone who healed through food, and that just immediately was like clearly the nurturer. You know, it's kind of like based on my own mom, and I think a lot of people's moms make food that like really can cure whatever ails them.
Encanto could top the box office again this weekend. It's only in theaters. Jason Athens and ABC News, Hollywood.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.